What's up, Eagle Country? Thanks so much for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time presented by OrthoSensi. Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Go online to schedule your next appointment at orthosensi.com. That's orthosensi.com. As always, I'm your host, Double T Travis there, and we're kind of rounding out our 2022 high school football preview shows this evening with the Lawrenceburg Tigers. We've already talked with the folks from East Central, South Dearborn, and Milan, and now it is the Tigers' turn to come here and be on Crunch Time, and we appreciate Coach Ryan Kniga and some of his star players coming through this evening. Coach, I'm going to start with you. We're going to jump right into this bad boy. What's going on? I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, no, thanks for having us. It's a great thing, and listen to all the other three county difference, the county schools and then Milan, but thanks for having us. We're off to a great start. Had a great night Friday night with the EIAC Jamboree. That was a new addition to the schedule this year. Had a great off season as well, but we're excited to get things going, and you know, there's nothing like fall football, and especially in the town of Lawrenceburg. So we're excited. We think we got a great group of kids, and we're ready to kick off the season this Friday at St. Leon versus East Central.
All right, we're definitely going to talk about the Jamboree and some of the off-season stuff you guys have been going through. I know we got a couple more players that should be rolling in, or we're expecting, but we got two in the house right now. We're going to let you guys introduce yourselves as we always do. Name, grade, position you play, and we'll go with favorite football player. Throw that in at the end. Go ahead.
All right. I'm Jake Pierce. I'm the inside linebacker and a guard. I'm a senior, and I'm number 52. Favorite football player?
You got a favorite football player? Favorite team? Anything
right
like
now,
that?
It's Joe Burrow on the Bengals.
Very good.
Shocker.
You can stay. All right. Go ahead.
All right. I'm Logan A. House. I'm a quarterback, number 3. I'm a junior. And favorite football player probably of all time has got to be Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay, you got to go. No, I'm kidding, Logan. The whole Bengals Steelers thing. You guys be able to be friends through all that? All right, very good. All right, we'll get back to you guys here in just a moment. But 11-2 last season, Coach. Sectional champs, three straight 11-2 seasons and three straight sectional championships. Another successful season for Lawrenceburg. So kind of just sum up how last year went before we look ahead to 2022.
Well, I think when you talk about the 21 Tigers, definitely high expectations for that team. And, you know, I would like to think that one game doesn't define your season, but we ended the season in the regional championship against the eventual state champions, Gibson Southern, and Brady Allen, who was Mr. Football. And for the Tiger fans that were at that game, I thought that, you know, if we were going to go out and get beat, we actually made them beat us. And they were no doubt a great team. You don't win a state title unless you're a really good team. But at first it kind of looked like we were just going to give them the game. You know, we're down at halftime and make a few adjustments on defense. And then on offense really just got clicking and was able to eventually take the lead there in the fourth quarter. And when you have the number one ranked offense basically in the country and they have the ball on the 6-inch yard line and a 6'5 Mr. Football quarterback and they run their field goal unit on the field to try to take the lead, that's how well our defense was actually playing at that point in the game. And, you know, kinds of burns a little bit. That was that kicker's first field goal of the year.
Oh, wow.
They weren't used to kicking field goals, obviously, with the offense that they had. But, you know, I think about that season and, obviously had a great game here against, East Central, a great environment, which that's been, you know, a great kickoff game for both communities. They've rallied behind that event. And then, as you said, we got on a roll and we won 11 in a row and we've done that the last few years. And then, we've just faced, some really good teams at that regional level, which when there's 8 teams left, they're all good. Mm-hmm. But I know this, I've done it long enough. If you told some people at the beginning of the year you were going to go 11-2 and win a conference title, win a sectional, and have a chance to make a deep run in the playoff, there's a lot of teams that would sign up for that. And we talk to our kids about that, and you're remembered by championships, and we've been able to win a few, as you said, three in a row, and that's something that we have focused on with our seniors this year. They can be one of the first classes to go through and win four straight sectionals. And that would be pretty impressive. We've had classes win three, but our eyes are set on that conference championship. Goal number one, as always, and then make a deep run in the playoffs and win another sectional for these guys. But really pleased with last season. It's no secret. We lost a lot of great football players and a lot of great players that played a lot of downs for us. But, graduation's a healthy thing. Mm-hmm. We've been here before. Well, we've lost good players before. This isn't the first time, and it's not going to be the last time. And we got some guys that we think are capable of stepping up and making plays for us. And we talked to them about working while you wait. And there's some of these guys that are going to be playing that they've worked a long time. They've waited a long time for their opportunity. But very pleased with last year's group, but we know that that's behind us, and we know we got work to do, and as we tell the kids, we're the biggest game on everybody's schedule, so we got a target on our back, and that's okay. We're used to that, and we're looking forward to getting the show started Friday night.
All right, you kind of answered my next question about that senior class that you just graduated, but 38 wins for that group over there, 4 years, the three sectional championships. Let's bring in the other three players that just came in. Let them introduce themselves. So same thing as your teammates just did. Give me your name, grade, position, or positions you play. And if you got a favorite football player, you can name that at the end as well. So go ahead.
Yeah, so my name is Colton Roth. I'm a senior. Primary position is left guard in the O-line. I also play some D in there.
Favorite football player? You got one?
To be honest, I really don't watch that much football.
Okay, you just play it.
Yeah.
So you're your favorite football player.
Yeah, pretty much.
There you go. All right, I like that. Moving on to the next one.
Joey Cavanaugh. I'm a junior. I play center on the offensive line. And favorite football player, kind of just anyone who wears the orange and black for Cincinnati Bengals.
Great answer. Like that.
My name's Noah Kanega. I'm a sophomore, outside linebacker and tight end. And my favorite player is Darius Leonard.
Darius Leonard, all right. That makes sense for the position that you play on defense, so I like that. Let's talk a little bit about the offseason, and we'll involve the kids on this a little bit too, but how has the offseason gone? I know you guys did just go through the Jamboree. We want to talk about that, but any team camps, individual camps, anything like that going on over the offseason?
Well, when you make a deep run like that, your body takes a beating. You get beat up a lot playing that long. So we usually give our guys off until the start of January. The one good thing that we do have is Coach DeMarco Henry. Mm-hmm. And I can't even begin to think about how much he's helped us. It's just been tremendous what he's done with our kids' bodies, and all the stuff that he has taught our kids, not only about lifting, but nutrition, and different things like that. I would say, and I talked to a few other media outlets, I think our off season, to be honest, is kind of relaxed. Mm. We have kids playing multiple sports. I mean, when you have kids playing basketball, some might be swimming, and then all of a sudden wrestling, and then all of a sudden you get into spring where they're playing baseball, golf, track. I mean, our track numbers were outstanding this year. We had almost 85 kids, and a lot of that is because of Coach Henry. So we're very blessed to have him. So all of our kids are in the weight class daily, in our weight class. I think we have a few that may be missing, but there's opportunities for them to come in. So we've kind of limited and not had to go to that after school, your old traditional lift where everybody would show up at 3:30, get their workout in, and be going home at 4:30, 5 o'clock. So I think that's been a huge advantage for us, is because our kids can get their workouts in during the school day. And then, all of a sudden you get to June, and we are who we are, and we do what we do, and we go 3 days a week. Again, we have kids playing multiple sports, and we share athletes. So in the summer, you know, everybody's sport's the most important sport, and that's good. We have coaches that believe that and want to make their programs good. So we're sharing athletes, but we still lift. We go in the morning, 8 to 11. That includes our conditioning program, weightlifting program. And then we spend roughly somewhere between, I would say, 50 and 60, maybe 70 minutes on the field focusing on football. We had two events. Actually, we had three events scheduled for the summer. We're not a big event team. We don't go to every 7-on-7 that you can get in. We don't go to a bunch of different competitions. We believe in working on the Tigers and focusing on the Tigers. And sometimes when you get into those events, one, you're maybe increasing the risk of injury, even though that could happen on your own field. But two, sometimes the emphasis of what you want to get accomplished in the summer gets lost. And for us, that's scheme, getting our guys in shape, keeping them healthy. But we were supposed to go to New Powell, which we've done for years. Coach Ralph and I have hooked up many times, and that's a great event for us. If anybody knows anything about New Powell, they will stretch you every year. Uh-huh. And they're really, really good. So I was kind of looking forward to that to this summer just because they got two Division I linemen that are getting Power 5 offers, and, you know, they got wide receivers getting D1 offers, so that would have been really neat to see. But it just happened to be one of the hottest days of the summer, and we didn't know if we were going to get to play, so we nixed that event because we couldn't go in the morning, and then we weren't going to play at night. Something fell through at South Dearborn. We were supposed to have a 7-on-7 down there, but that fell through. We did end up making it up to Triton Central, which was a good event. It was Delta, who's a 3A school, a good 3A school. I believe they're currently either getting votes or ranked in the top 10. And then Triton Central and ourselves. Good event. It was good. That was early June. So it was good for us to get out and get going there and get the ball rolling a little bit. But very pleased with our summer. Our kids, you know, we have great attendance. We have kids that come and work hard, and that's always fun to see. But, you know, when I talk to people about what we do, they're really surprised. They're like, man, that's all you guys do, and you're really physical when you play on Friday nights, and you've had some great teams. And, you know, at some point, you also got to realize as a coach, these kids need to be kids. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think that gets lost in the picture as well. But pleased with the summer. We had a great, you know, we're bigger, we're faster. I think, honestly, across the board, it's one of the strongest, the fastest teams we've had.
Very good.
I mean, we got guys that can fly in a lot of positions. I mean, four of our guys went to the track state finals in the 4x1. So, and we got other guys that can move as well. We're athletic, we're fast. So, yeah, great off season.
Let's talk to players a little bit about that offseason. Coach mentioned Coach Henry and some of the things that you go through with him in the weight room. What's the toughest thing Coach Henry put you guys through? Joe, you want to take that?
I mean, the toughest thing that we probably go through is just keeping our bodies right. I mean, when it's not just showing up every day and going to work and then going home eating potato chips and soda like they preach to us all the time. You can't just do that. You got to go home. You got to relax. You got to ice. And you just got to do what's right. But I think out of the whole team, the least favorite lift is definitely front squat.
Is that, that's across the board? We can move on from that. Everyone's shaking their head here.
No one likes front squat.
All right. What have you guys individually been kind of focusing on this year as you get prepared for the 2022 season? Whether it is just getting bigger, faster, stronger. Logan, you're going to be taking over at quarterback, so obviously you're out there throwing, doing that kind of stuff. Do you do some individual camps
things
of that nature?
Over the summer, I went to three camps, I think. I went up to Purdue, UC, and Ball State. That was really good for me, just getting out, like trying to work on my game as an individual, obviously. In the weight room, obviously trying to get stronger, trying to get bigger, trying to get faster, trying to get my body right, you know, just trying to slim down a little bit, get faster, obviously, because most of these guys in here know I don't got the wheels, but it's something definitely I had to work on over the offseason. So, yeah.
Well, Coach did mention that a couple of your wide receivers are very fast, so you'll have some trouble overthrowing
100%.
Them.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Who else wants to take that question? Just what you been working on over the offseason, Colton? How about you?
Yeah, so I went to two camps as offseason. I went to Mount St. Joe for one and then UC for the other one, and it gave me a pretty good look just to see who all else is out there because I do look on playing college football.
Very good.
So it was a good look for me just to see what other linemen are actually working on and what other coaches have to say, what I can produce in the offseason and how I can get better for this upcoming season.
All right. Jake, you want to take that?
Yeah, I've been working on just getting stronger and faster because I knew that my role would change this year probably because we lost a lot of starters. So, and yeah, they moved me up to the O-line, and I was just working on getting stronger. You know, Coach Henry, he really helped me because the days that I didn't want to work out, he'd get on me. And, yeah, that's all I got.
That's good. Noah, how about you? What's been going on in the offseason?
I went to 3 camps this summer, and Miami University, and then 2 camps in Indy. And then I've just been working on getting stronger and faster and putting on some more muscle this season.
All right, very good. And, Coach, from a team aspect, what's been kind of your focus leading into the first week of the season on what you would like to see your team be better at this year?
Well, I think the first thing being better is, you know, this group is really a unique group. They're really close. And, I think that's one of the things that sticks out about this group more than some of the other groups that we've had. We've had groups that are close, don't get me wrong. But I think top to bottom, one of the things that we've really kind of focused on this offseason is just being a good teammate, being a good person. We think that goes way beyond the locker room. And, you know, to say some things that we could do better, I think every year I go into the year thinking about, okay, can we cut down on some turnovers? Mm-hmm. Can we tackle better? Can we not give up the big play? Those are things that just go through your mind. But, you know, as we've talked to these kids about a lot, is our expectations of coaches have not changed. I think sometimes people look at, oh, well, they're going to be down this year in a lot of different programs and, you know, oh, we need to change our expectations of how many wins we might have this year or can we compete with team X, Y, and Z? And, you know, that's the thing that we've tried to preach to our football team is from our standpoint, our goals and expectations of this team are still the same. As we talked about, we did lose a great class, but that's okay. We still have great football players, good kids. We have a great team, and our expectations aren't changing. So that goes, and we talk about winning the conference. We talk about winning the sectional and those things. And just because we rolled a guy that's going to Notre Dame and Ball State and St. Francis and Hanover and all these other schools, we haven't changed those expectations for this group. So, you know, I think it's a group that's going to get better every week. I've watched that since June. I think we've gotten better every week, every day. We've made great progress. And that's been kind of neat to watch as well because, let's face it, some years you can just roll it out there and it's there. There's some work to do. There's some coaching to do. But, you know, as they say, you either lead, follow, and get out of the way. And sometimes we just got out of the way because you have some dudes.
Right.
You still coach them. You still lead them. But, you know, this group has just been neat to watch because they've gotten better. They've worked every day. And I don't know how many days we've been at it, but we haven't had, in my eyes, maybe one bad day, and that wasn't a bad day. It just wasn't a great day, but we've had a lot of great days. They're stringing those together, and you know, as we talk about as well, it's a journey, it's a process. We're not in a hurry. You know, those red shiny cars, those are the fast cars, right? We like the blue car and that blue collar, that slow mentality, and be good week 10, 11, 12, whatever it takes to hold up that hardware.
There you go. You are listening to Crunch Time, presented by OrthoCincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Ron Auer, Dr. Brian Whistle, and Roman Trimba, located right here in Lawrenceburg, so it's easy to find the orthopedic specialist you need close to home, OrthoCincy.com. We are chatting with the Lawrenceburg Tigers football program, and I want to talk personnel right now, offense, defense, starting on the offensive side of the ball. We have the new quarterback in the studio here, Logan Ahouse, replacing some starters on the offensive line, new set of wide receivers. It's just going to look a little different on offense. I want to start with the players here, and particularly the guys that play offense. Who are some of the guys that have maybe been standing out to you in the offseason, or a couple guys that you expect to kind of break onto the scene here in 2022?
Yeah, like Coach said, obviously when you lose a group of seniors like we had last year, it obviously isn't, it's not good for your program. But, you know, I feel like this offseason we've had a lot of guys step up and show out and kind of show who they really are. And some of those guys, I feel like Hayden Saylor at wideout right now, he's been showing a lot in the offseason. He's been working really hard in the offseason. So there. And then at right tackle, we got Logan Fair. People have had their doubts about him, obviously. But I feel like he's worked really hard for this moment, and I feel like he's going to step up and be that guy when we need him to be that guy.
All right, some of you other guys on the O-line, let us know about some of the guys you're looking forward to blocking for or who's been catching your eye this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, it's no secret we all have big shoes to fill. I mean, we lost three starters on the O-line, but, I mean, we picked Jake, moved down. We picked up. He was huge for us, and Bryce Hedrick's been working in with us. Logan, like our quarterback said, he's improved a ton, but we're just looking because last year, you know, we had a good core group of seven guys, and we all knew each other, we all trusted each other, and I think one of the best things that Coach K did for us was at our end of the year meeting, he said, "All right, seniors, get up and leave because that's your graduation process," and then you look around the room and you realize who's left, and I think that's one of the best things for us is to realize what we need to do, and we start there instead of starting this late, like in June.
All right, we'll kind of flip over to the defense side of the ball, too. We don't want to forget about some of the new faces out there. Jake Colton, you're going to be, is going to be out there as well. You got all four linebackers back. Brennan's been great at corner, so there's a few other spots to fill in. Who's looking good on the defense side of the ball?
Our D-line, you know, we got a good coach, and Coach Roth, and he's really replaced those D-linemen. We got Colton coming back and some other guys, but he's really developing them, and I think they're going to be good for us. And at DB, we got Solomon Fisher. I think he really stepped up. He came back to football, and I think he's been working hard, and I think he'll be good for us.
Colton, you want to weigh in at all?
Yeah, so just on the D-line aspect of things, we got a couple new guys coming up, a couple of guys where people look at them and think they're smaller, but, I mean, they got their heart for it. They got the quickness to get past those bigger O-linemen that can't get in front of them. Waylon Lambert, I mean, he maybe look like a little guy, but he's quick, and he's got the heart to get through there. Sam Cornett, Elijah Freeman, they both dogs. I mean, they're going to get past anybody. I got faith in them.
All right, Coach, you want to kind of weigh in on this, too? I know there's fresh faces on both sides of the ball, but who can we be excited about this season?
Well, I think, you know, defensively, when you talk about that side of the ball, we have guys coming back mm-hmm. on that side of the ball that have played a lot of football. You know, as Colton mentioned, you know, the D-line to start out at the beginning of the year, it might be by committee. We got a lot of guys that Coach Roth is coaching up. Some guys that got a little taste last year in some of our games. You know, you start talking about a Sam Cornett, a Drake Rohrbacher, and then once you get down the line as a Waylon Lambert, and then you got Colton. We got guys that can just play, and they're fast, and they can move. So we're hoping that, you know, is an advantage to us, Elijah Freeman. And then once you start getting into our secondary and our linebackers, as you said, we return every linebacker. That's going to be a huge benefit for us defensively. When you watch them in practice, one, that they're all faster. They're much faster this year. Even Jake, even though Jake may not think he is, he's moving really well. So when he was talking about Coach Henry and that, he's moving much better. And then they've all gotten stronger, as well. And then once you get to the secondary, as you mentioned, you have Brennan. We have a Zaven Slayback who has just really worked hard for 3 years and is now getting an opportunity, there at strong safety. But, you know, we got guys on that side of the ball that I think will be fast. I think we'll tackle well, hopefully, and play well in space. You know, as people say right now, it's football in gym shorts because it's a space game, right? People want to play and throw the ball and create space and get you in the alley and different things like that. So you got to be able to tackle in space, and you got to be able to play well in space. So, you know, I'm excited about our defensive unit, and I think, you know, they can keep us in some games early on and let our offense get up to speed and get working. But we're going to rely on them heavily. Offensively, people got a glimpse last year. Tiger fans got a glimpse of what Teagan Bennett could do. Mm-hmm. You know, you go back to, I think it was the Brownstown Central game where, man, he blew up. And he looked really good. I think the first thing that people will notice about Teagan is he's about probably, I would guess, anywhere between 15 to 20 pounds heavier.
Nice.
And just a lot of muscle. And still, with adding that weight, again, DeMarco Henry. We were still able to keep his speed. So he's very explosive back. And then maybe looking to get some touches this year. As some of them missing, you got a Hayden Saylor, you got an Alex Whitty, you got a Braden Combs. All those guys are playmakers in our eyes. So we're going to try to get them the ball in space and do some things with them. And, you know, they all definitely can run, as we've talked about. And then you talk about Logan. You know, Logan's had to sit over there for 2 years and give our signs to Garrett, knowing that his time would be coming his junior year. And the first thing I think that sticks out about Logan is his arm strength. I've thought this for a long time. He has a really strong arm. And I think if you talk to Coach Liker, we think that he's had just an unbelievable June and July and early camp, reading really well, making good decisions. And you know, that's some of the things that we'll eventually end up talking to him about. We haven't yet, but we'll let the cat out of the bag about, you don't necessarily have to win the game for us. You know, you just have to keep us in it, make smart decisions. And, you know, the one thing about Logan is, and this will sound maybe a little crazy, I think he's a much more aggressive passer than Garrett. This kid thinks he could throw the ball anywhere.
Well, I have watched him play basketball quite a bit, yeah. And he's not afraid to shoot the ball, so yeah. I think he's got some confidence. Yeah.
So same mentality there. But you know, Coach Darling, Coach Manford, Coach Payne, moving up to the O-line, you know, we've challenged that group a lot. They've really accepted that, and just, again, each week gotten better. And that's been Friday night for me at the Jamboree showed that, you know, hey, we still got guys up there that can get it done. And as I've told people, everyone's like, man, you have no size. I'm like, no, we have size. We're just a normal high school offensive line right now. Uh-huh. Like, we don't have the 6'5s and the 6'4s, and that's okay. Most of your typical high school offensive lines are 6 foot, 6'1, maybe a 6'2. So, we're a typical high school line, but our guys can play. And then you get into our tight ends, Noah's tight end, Sam Gurley, again, Whitty. And that's going to be another weapon for us to help stretch the middle of the field and do some different things there.
I wanted to talk about Noah briefly. I saw today, and you probably did too, that he's on the Indiana Preps preseason underclass top 22 as a linebacker. A quick thought on that, and Noah, if you want to speak on it, you can as well.
Well, that's news to me. I didn't know that came out today, so that's good. You know, Noah's just a kid that's worked hard. Obviously, it's hard, you know, because he is the head coach's son. And sometimes people, if Noah wasn't going to be ready to play last year, we weren't going to play him. Mm-hmm. And as I told Coach Wersch, if he's not, then don't play him. But I think if you talk to the teammates, I think he does work hard. I think he's earned everything that he's getting. You know, I think the ceiling's high. A few more years in the weight room with him and some different things there. We'll see where that goes. But, you know, it's hard when it's your kid. You got to watch it and you got to say, okay, he don't like my coaching, I can tell you that. He's only a sophomore, but he thinks he has all the answers right now. And we've all been there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But no, that's an exciting thing for Noah, but it's also an exciting thing for our program. And I've said that for years. You know, individual accomplishments come because you have a good team, you have a good program, and at the end of the day, you got to be a good player. But I'm sure Noah will have a lot to say about that.
You got a lot to say about that, Noah?
Yeah, I'm grateful for that. I got to go up in July with a bunch of other top 22 people and got to see and take some pictures with them and get some interviews. And it was a really cool experience to see all the good players up there in Indy and talk to some coaches and stuff.
So did you know that you had made that list today, or is it news to you as well?
It was not news to me. I knew in July because they sent me a text and we got to go up there and talk to them about it. But they just posted it today. Okay. So everyone else knew about it.
Very good. Well, congratulations to you. That's pretty cool. I'm going to lump all this into one thing. We have conference realignment and a little bit different looking sectional this year. Thoughts on that?
Well, you know, as far as conference, it's no longer, when you start looking at it, 4A, 3A.
Yeah.
And there'll be some exciting news coming out about that. I don't know when they'll release it, but with the enrollment changes and different things like that, like, we're going to have to create some names for our divisions. It's no longer, I can't tell you how many people have said, oh, you're 4A now. No, Lawrenceburg is still 3A.
Just calling it one side and the other right now.
Right. So you don't want to offend anybody. You get, oh, Division One, Division Two, big, small, three,
right.
Four, left, right, you know. But the way that that's decided is our conference bylaws state that the four largest schools enrollment wise will play up, and then the four with the lowest enrollment will play down. Week one, EIAC,
right,
big matchup right out of the gate, right? We'll kick the season off with an EIAC game and, you know, against a great opponent and a great team, East Central. And then see what happens from there on out. And then our sectional, we welcome South Dearborn, who we knew that was going to happen,
right,
based off of their trend and enrollment down the river there. And then Centerville, kind of pulling in from wherever to get some 3A teams. And then, Indian Creek, which,
used to be in a sectional.
Yeah, they used to be in our sectional. And, when they were in our sectional, that fared well for the Tigers, because that would have been, season 16 and 17. And we all know what the Tigers did in 2016. So, that year we went to a Trafalgar twice, and that's not a fun drive.
No, it is not.
We like the sectional. We like that. It's once again the conference, right?
Right.
So, it's fun, and you're going to have a good scouting report on what you need to do, or maybe what you didn't do well. And we're looking forward to it. And again, our expectations have not changed. And it would be really, really special for our seniors if they could put a fourth sectional championship together. That'd be really special for them. And when you talk about the Tiger football tradition and the history we have, what an accomplishment that would be. And that's our goal, and that's what we're going to work for every day. And then when week 10 and 11 that gets here, hopefully we're healthy, and hopefully we're making a run at that title.
All right, I got one more thing for the players, and then we're going to wrap this thing up. I've done this with some of the other area schools. You got a lot of different jersey combinations that you can throw out there. So I want to hear your favorite and least favorite jersey combination. Each of you can answer that question. Who wants to start? Jake?
I'll start. My favorite is probably the orange Under Armour jerseys with the black and orange pants, the Bengals pants.
Bengals pants, okay.
Yeah, and my least favorite is probably the old Russell jerseys that and the old pants too. I just like the new stuff. I think it looks better.
All right, very good. Let's go around the horn here, Colton.
Yeah, so same here. I'm with Jake. I like the orange jerseys and then the white and black pants. That's my favorite. But least favorite, being a lineman, I do not like all whites. They're not me. I mean, we're always getting dirty down there. My white jersey looks terrible. I mean, it's bad.
Well, there's more turf fields in the fold now, so maybe not as many dirty games. Joey, go ahead.
Yes, I'm the opposite of Colton, and I think my favorite is definitely the all whites. It's just it looks good. It's a clean look on everybody. And least favorite, probably the Russell jerseys.
That might be a consensus, Logan.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go same with Jake here. Probably the orange Under Armour and the black and orange Bengals pants. And then, yeah, least favorite, those old black Russell jerseys, 100%.
Yeah. Noah, go ahead.
I like the orange jerseys, but I like the white pants that came from the Bengals. And then my least favorite are the white Russell jerseys. They don't look good.
All right. How about, is there ever going to be an all orange look?
Yeah, there might be. As most people know, we were able to add some equipment from the Bengals, which was awesome. And, they're talking about these Russell jerseys, but those things, they've went through a lot. That's a good brand jersey.
It's a throwback.
They've been able to hand out.
It's a
throwback, and we won a lot of games in those Russell jerseys. But, you know, it's a great look. We're very fortunate for what the Bengals were able to do for us. And those pants, they're NFL pants. They're just a little higher upgrade than what we got. They also got a bigger budget than us as well. But we're excited about it. If you had to ask me what my favorite combo would be, you know, I'll break it out to the kids. We're going to come out at East Central. We might have to break out, since they like Russell so much, our orange Russell pants and then that white Russell jersey, since they all like that so much. You talk about a throwback. Now, we be going way back. But no, I'm traditional, man. I like that orange jersey and I like those black pants. And that's what I like.
All right. Very good. Well, we've run ourselves out of time. Thank you so much for coming out, and good luck this season.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for everything you do. And as always, go Tigers.
All right. Fantastic. The Lawrenceburg Tigers are going to open the season this Friday at East Central. You will hear that game right here on your hometown radio station. 7:10 pregame coverage, 7:30 kickoff. Thank you so much for listening to Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We'll do it again next week, 6 to 6:30, right here at Eagle Country 99.3 and Eagle Country Online.com.